came, you know, a bolt out of the blue on a Sunday night phone call, Monday night when it happened. So it was, you know, I always knew that the remaining nine games after the MK Dons were games that were going to define our season.
Results, though, hadn't gone well for you for quite a while.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, there was no coincidence that when we weren't able to go into the market in January, once we lost three of our bigger players for the opening part of the season, Jake Cassidy, Louis Lang and Stephen McLaughlin, you know, we didn't replace them with the right type of quality that enabled us to kick on. I think we was around about sixth or seventh come at the end of December, and then the window opened and, you know, we as a football club weren't able to kick on, and we found ourselves struggling, you know, really struggling. But I think out of the I'm not too sure what the stats are, but aside from the top three or four, we only lost on by one goal. You know, we was always in games, always very much in and around the football match. But you're right, you're absolutely right. Results, and we all know what the results are. That's what defines whether you're a success or you're not. And unfortunately for me, you know, I was sacked on the back of results.
It was a roller coaster ride for you, because last season there was the real high of being able to turn it around, wasn't it? And staying up dramatically late on in the season. Will you take great heart from that particular part of your time at Notts County?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, obviously, when we got the when I come into the role in November time, you know, the club was dead and buried even so early on in the season. You know, it took a number of weeks, a number of months to kind of transform the belief in the boys that we could do it. You know, my tenure at Notts County didn't start well at all. You know, I think it was five or six games until I managed to get a point. I think it was away at Bradford. And then slowly but surely, you know, I managed to create a squad from the boys that were available. And, you know, we went on an unbelievable run of results for the last 10 games. And it was, you know, looking back, you know, sat here now after a couple of weeks of reflecting on what's happened, looking back, it was remarkable, really.
It's never nice to lose your job, never nice to be sacked. Is it extra painful for you, being a Nottingham lad, being a former Notts County player? It's your club, isn't it?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, you know, there's that sense of responsibility, you know, that it is, you know, a club that's very close to home in more ways than one. It was my a club that, let's not beat around the bush, they gave me my opportunity. You know, the board gave me a fantastic opportunity to take the reins there. And I felt I'd done a very good job there, you know, in the circumstances. You know, there was all sorts of kind of restrictions that took place throughout the, you know, throughout the 17 months that I openly accepted, absolutely accepted, because that's a story of a League One manager, League Two manager. You know, you kind of, you know, I went there with my eyes wide open, really. I knew that the club had had best part of nine managers in 5 or 6 years, and I knew that it was a tough job. And yeah, listen, it was tough. You know, it was a kick to my pride, really. And I'm not shy to say it was tough. But I think, you know, what it will do, I'll always look
back. You'll
learn,
and you'll learn.
I will learn. Yeah, I'll absolutely learn. You know, it'll probably toughen me up in many ways. And you know, I'm the kind of guy who sits back and reflects on things and thinks, well, could I have done things differently? Could I have done things better? And I've got to be honest with myself and say, yeah, there's certain things there that I would probably change.
Hindsight, obviously, it's the same for all of us in whatever we do. But what next for you now? Have you had any thoughts about where your career is going to go next?
Well, it's definitely given me the bug. Yeah, management, you know, I've still got, a vision of where I want to go. And this 17, 18 months that I've had at Notts County, I'm hopeful that will improve my chances of getting there.
Well, when we look at the bottom of the League One table, Notts County are in the relegation zone, but there's about eight or nine clubs separated by something like 4 points. It is incredibly tight down there.
Oh, and absolutely. And we knew it was going to be tight. You know, people probably expected Notts County to, you know, not be anywhere near the bottom four. I knew even when we were doing well in the early on in the season that it would be a tough season. We hoped that the start would have given us a chance. As it transpired, you know, we didn't, because we had such a sorry run of results in the middle part of the season. But I'm looking at the table in front of us now, and you know, Notts County has still got the likes of Crawley to play. They've still got Gillingham to play. They've still got Doncaster and Barnsley to play. So there is winnable games there. Chances are Yeovil have gone at this moment in time. But everyone else is in it. And it's so tight, and it's no different to any other season. Some big clubs down there. You look, Leighton Orient, I remember watching them last year when they was at Wembley, you know, a whisker away from going in the Championship. Who'd have thought they'd have been in the bottom four or five? Again, major clubs, the likes of Coventry, you know, big, big clubs who probably expected a bigger, you know, a better return of their season this year. So, you know, there's no divine right not to be in the bottom six, bottom eight.
You were the 42nd managerial change in the Football League this season. 36 clubs have changed their manager out of the 72. There isn't a lot of stability, is there?
Sadly not. I mean, that's the game. You know, I think the word that everyone craves is stability. And it's just not in English football no more. You know, especially with this monumental amount of money that's coming into the Premier League next year as well. Instant success is what people want. Absolutely instant success. You know, you get no owners coming in too frequently as well. You know, there's not that stability off the field as well as on the field as well. So it causes a problem, and it's one to worry about, because I think, you know, that's all fans want, is they want a stable club to support. And you look at all the teams, you know, I'm looking at the league now in front of me, a lot of them have had new owners. You know, the bottom half of the Championship have had a number of new owners in recent seasons. And when you get new owners, they have a change of manager, and that's what's happened. And that instability as a football manager is something that you've got to accept. And for me, not take the hurt and the disappointment, you know, to not take it too close to home, because it's the game we're in. You know, it's the game that we all love, and it's the game that I want to continue to be in.
Does it not put you off, though, in some ways, of perhaps going back into management, knowing how precarious a manager's job is these days?
No, it doesn't, no, because, you know, it's in your blood. It's, you know, I knew that as a player, my time was coming to an end at 35, 36, and I knew that the next stage was to hopefully, you know, perhaps be a coach. I missed that rung out because I went straight into management. But I really learnt a lot in the last 17 or 18 months, and it's something that I want to do again. You know, I've had a couple of weeks off now, and I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying it. I've got to say, you know, people say, well, get back involved as quickly as possible. I do want to get back involved, but I want it to be the right job. Whether that's management or coaching or something else, I'm not too sure. But, you know, I really enjoyed my time at Notts County, and I do want to be successful as a manager.
Can you switch off as a manager? And in this last sort of couple of weeks or so, have you been able to sort of just unscrew the valve and take some of that pressure away?
Yeah. When I arrived back home on the Monday night after being sacked, you know, my wife Jolene looked at me and she said, "Oh my God, you've aged 10 years." And I had aged 10 years, and I felt tired. I did feel tired, and it consumes you. It absolutely consumes you. It affects every single working minute of your day. You know, and you know, I was constantly waking up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, thinking about team shapes and scenarios, and you know, things to do later on in the week. You know, sit there with a pen and paper at the side of your bed, and you write things down so you don't forget them. And it's been nice not having to do that the last 2 weeks. It really has given me time to spend with my young family. You know, for the last 16 or 17 months, I've hardly seen my family. And
is it difficult to get the balance right between work and family?
I think so, yeah, and it takes
time. And do you have to perhaps give up part of your life to do that job?
Yeah, I mean, I had a conversation with Carl Robinson only a couple of months into being manager of Notts County, and he said, learn very quickly to accept the losses and don't take them home with you. And obviously Carl's been a manager a lot longer than I have. You know, he's been in the hot seat now for 4 or 5 years, so he's accepted that. But it's very difficult. It's very difficult when, you know, you're travelling back. I travelled a long time down the motorway after a loss and or a drawn that you think, you know, you should have won. And it hurts. And you go home and, you know, you have a cup of tea or a beer now and again. And I thought about it constantly. Thought about it, and you're kind of edging to get in on a Monday, but you know that Sunday's for the family and for the, you know, I had a young family, you know, I've got a young family, 7 and 8 years old, and you're out there and you're playing football in the garden with your son or at the park with your daughter, and you're thinking, I've got to put this right on Monday, and it smothers you, absolutely smothers you, but it's in me.